Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess What They Said. That's right. Just like the disembodied voice said, every Mondays and Fridays here on the Bart Winkler Show, pending that both Bart and I are here. Which, programming note, happy Memorial Day, everybody, on Monday, we will not be here. Thank God.
Oh, You know what? I'm having such a good time tonight that I thought, I do want to come in Monday.
See ya.
So I'm going to be here. You first, though?
Negative. Okay. I will be barbecuing all day, like legitimately all day, and I may remember half of it.
Oh, yeah. I want to come in Tuesday and be like, what did I do this weekend? I don't know.
I'll have a little Mets Dodgers action. I'll have a little NYCFC Chicago Fire action. And then lots of barbecue and adult libations.
Red Sox coming to town. They're selling dollar dogs on Monday. Might have to swing by.
Dollar with tax or without tax?
I think without the tax.
Ah, what a scam. All right. Speaking of scams, the Pacers are up 2-0. They beat the Knicks 114-109 to take a two-game series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. And now they get to head home. They take two at MSG. That's the New York Knicks home, in case you didn't understand where I was talking about. Halfway home for an NBA Finals appearance for the Indiana Pacers. Pascal Siakam, he scored a playoff career high 39 points. And that attributed to, obviously, them winning the game. So let's start with him. On Guess What They Said, I want you to guess what Pascal had to say on his big night. Now, this is 15 seconds long. Guess what Pascal Siakam had to say.
This is a kind of team where it's anybody's night. You just got to be ready to step up when it's your night. I was able to get some action early. But it's a complete team effort. We all contributed in our own way. I just got a few more points. Tonight, you just got to step up and be ready when your number's called.
And for me, again, I just trying to play my game, and shout out to my teammates just finding me and making sure that I stayed aggressive the whole game, and again, it's going to take all of us to get where we want to get to.
Almost like you were in the room with them. That is a good start for Guess What They Said. 1-0. I want to remind everybody we play 5 cuts of audio, and I will judge Bart accordingly to see whether he wins. Or dies. Just a dramatic way to say he loses.
That was a little close there for a while, but then he saved me at the end, I think.
No, I thought you pretty much had it, team effort. Let's go to the winning head coach. And in this case, it's Rick Carlisle. I want you to guess what he had to say in 16 seconds on Rick Carlisle going home up 2 games.
Rick Carlisle on going home up 2 games against the New York Knicks. It's better than the alternative, but you know we know there's still a long series. It's a good team over there. It's a good team, and we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. We haven't won anything yet. Still got a couple games to win. It'd be nice to play at home in front of our fans. I think they're ready to see us again, and you know they deserve it. But we got a long way to go, and just got to continue to work on the things we need to work on, and try to you know keep plugging away and get some wins.
Last time we played at home. I guess we won the last time we played at home, but the game before that we lost. And so there are a lot of traps here. You cannot assume going home is going to be easier. It never is.
Now.
Did you want to give me that one? It was a
career. I thought about it. You said no, and I'm like, okay. I was actually going to give it to you, and you talked yourself out of a point.
Well, this is a reminder for any time that we ever spar, right? Because sometimes we'll spar when I'm unhappy with your judging.
Which you should never be unhappy, because I do this fairly and accurately.
I'm honestly not even sure if I need you for the segment. I just judge myself.
Well, let me just spoil an alert and tell you you're going to get the next three wrong. I don't care if you say it word for word. Here's let's go to the Knicks.
Well, no. I got it wrong because I was more focused on the Knicks component instead of the you can't take anything for granted at home.
Sure. And you're 1-1 for those of you keeping a score at home. So let's go to, again, the other side of the coin. The Knicks are now down two games after losing both at home at Madison Square Garden. So let's go to head coach Tom Thibodeau first, who this game was a big blunder for him. I did not like his rotations. I did not like who he had out there for how long he had out there. Dude, Jalen Brunson sat down on the second quarter for, it felt like 12 minutes. Like, it's absolutely insane. Campaign should not be giving you meaningful minutes. But this is what happens when you run a short bench all year. So anyway, Jalen Brunson's last shot. I want you to guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say about that. This is 16 seconds long. Guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say about Jalen Brunson's last shot.
Before I do, the last two things I saw on Twitter were two different campaign videos. One, he took a shot that was, this is a shot that went over the backboard. And then there's a play where he runs where he just falls down. He runs the length of the court. I think I have it for you. And then he just falls down.
That is a big shot right there.
He's a good three-point shooter. He is in Towns. We saw it the other night, especially late in the game. Just too soft on those pick and rolls. He's got to step up.
So they're talking about another play. They need to be talking about that because Payne literally took it end-to-end, and before he could do anything in the paint, he just fell over.
Yeah, he looked like Daniel Jones trying to score a breakaway touchdown and just tripped over his own feet. It was so funny to watch. Again,
ooh. Speaking of Daniel Jones, uh-huh. I got a Daniel Jones. I got something coming up at the end here.
Okay, I can't wait for it. Except that I do not care because it's Daniel Jones. So I want you to guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say on Jalen Brunson's last shot.
Jalen Brunson's last shot. You know, I trust him. There's a lot of things you could do in that situation, but I trust him to get a good look. You know, the defense is going to be kind of frantic, and usually you can exploit that. We didn't want to get fouled or anything. We just wanted to get a good, clean look, and we didn't make it.
Yeah, open floor. I thought he got the space. You know, I'm going to trust him in that situation versus dead ball where you can lock into and deny him the ball. I felt like we can get him the ball into space in that scenario.
Good enough for me. Said the things that I needed to hear.
Hat tip to look. Chris Persianen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked him about that, and he told me what Thibodeau said in the interview last hour.
Well, there you go. I'm glad that you were able to retain information and get yourself a point, which is good. Because, again, the point is to basically highlight that these coaches don't really say anything of worth. You are now 2-1. You could win this here. Doesn't matter. We're still going to play two more for you, but I want you to guess what Mikal Bridges had to say on being down 0-2. This one's 17 seconds long. Guess what Mikal Bridges had to say.
It's not where you want to be, but it's not over. You know, we know what kind of team we are. We're gonna go in there and just try to correct the things that we weren't able to do tonight. But, yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said it was great. It sucks, but there's a lot more basketball to be played. We're here for a reason, and we're going to go into Indiana and try to get a dub.
Yeah, just taking one game at a time. I know it's 2-0, but, you know, it's still a long series. We 1-1, first series, 2-0, up 2-0 last series, now down 0-2. You know, just got to find different ways, you know, to advance.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bart?
I think it was pretty close down the line.
Good for you, because I had the cursor on the correct ding. I just wanted to get you nervous.
I think I like 59-41 there. So I got it. It's not like a coin flip. I got it. I got it. Like, it's, what do they say on replay? They say it's whatever. I think I got it.
The call stands.
Yes,
there's not enough definitive evidence to turn it over. Now, to be fair, I did already have it over the correct ding buzzer. I just wanted to see if you were going to talk yourself out of another point for suspense going into this fifth play. But
so if you were judging alone, I'd be undefeated. If you were judging alone, I'd be up 4-0, but I gave myself a wrong point.
Yeah, I guess. But again, spirit of the game, we're still going to play our last.
I'm going for a gentleman's sweep is what I'm doing.
And let's see if you get it. We will switch sports, but we'll stay in New York somewhat because the Yankees were away. We're going to go to Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Why the hell are we putting in a baseball clip in the middle of May? Well, it's really past more the middle at this point. Because the Yankees, the mighty nigh Yankees, have lost to the Colorado Rockies. Why is that significant? The Rockies are the worst team in the majors. That was their ninth win. The Yankees are 30-20. Colorado is 9-42. So I want you to guess what Aaron Boone had to say. How the hell did you lose to the Rockies? It's 17 seconds long. Guess what Boone had to say.
Sometimes I mention my survivor pool I'm in for baseball. You just got to win half your games for the week. I took the Yankees because they played the Rockies. Thank God they already swept the Rangers, or I would have talked way more about this game tonight. Boone, there's 162 games on the schedule, and you're not going to win them all. And every team's here competing for a reason. You know, we would like to win as many as we can. But these are Major League Baseball players, and we're not going to win them all. And you play every day. We'll try to get it again tomorrow.
They beat us tonight. I mean, you know, we caught the ball. We made the plays. You know, we gave ourselves a couple of opportunities to score some runs. We didn't get the big hit tonight. That's going to happen. Credit, you know, give them credit. They shut us down a little bit in some big spots.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given you that one. But it doesn't really matter because the final score is 3-2, therefore. Congratulations, you win the go-home game of Guess What They Said, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Everybody drink merry, be fat, but more importantly, be safe.
I think some of that's Christmas. I don't know what the rest was.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.